Bells Hill Elementary includes fresh fruits and vegetables and 5 entree options on their lunch menu. They also have a universal free breakfast and an after-school program that provides snacks for its students. It's an approach that attracted the attention of Audrey Rowe, the administrator of Food and Nutrition Services with the U.S. Department of Agriculture. She's in town for the Texas Hunger Initiative's Poverty Summit.
But this environment is unique because this whole school is a unique environment, and how they've integrated what they are doing in the school cafeteria, in the school garden, into the academics, and making sure the children have a very rounded experience.
97.9% of Bells Hill students are on free or reduced lunches. Rowe was interested in the unique approach the school is taking towards their meal programs and how they were handling school meal changes under Michelle Obama's Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act. The program overhauled school lunches to make them healthier.
These are growing like
roots. Students also learn how plants grow in a hands-on environment. The school has a garden and a greenhouse they incorporate into science lessons. Bells Hill principal Bevel Cohn says in addition to getting healthy meals, students learn about what they're growing and are later served what they've grown.
We're teaching children about how to raise some of the plants that they could be eating later on and making healthy choices. It's just a normal part of our day to talk about good food and the things that we need to do.
Rowe commended the work and innovation of the staff. She said the school's efforts to create options like a gluten-free menu are something she would like to see across the nation.
I see this school being a model for one of the models of what is happening around the nation. I mean, being able to visit and then hold up some of the ideas and share them with other school districts.
Rowe will be a guest speaker tonight during the Texas Hunger Initiative's Poverty Summit at Baylor. She's set to speak at 5:30. For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Jill Ament.